The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Pointing you home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning. Did you know that on August 11th, 2008, Airbnb was founded? Hard to believe the home sharing business began over 10 years ago. That's crazy. I got to tell you, Airbnb is not something that's small, folks. It is everywhere across the globe. In fact, at a recent reunion last fall with some of my high school buddies, they told me that Airbnb is in downtown Madrid. It's in London. It's in all the major cities. Did you know that Airbnb is having a profound impact on the hotel industry? So much so that hoteliers are trying to complain, and are successful in some cities in complaining about the use of Airbnb, that homeowners are getting the benefit of hotel rates without having to pay the hotel tax. So many jurisdictions have enacted laws which now put a hotel tax even on Airbnb usage. And as long as the homeowners pay the same tax, then they get to use their Airbnb on their own and generate that income. So the hoteliers really haven't seen much other than maybe a leveling of the playing field because of the taxation that is now built in to the process of doing Airbnb. What's more important is that Airbnb is providing immediate accessibility to nice properties in desirable locations in communities and cities around the globe. And that means that where hotels might be perched on a block and be 4 blocks or 5 blocks or 8 blocks away from something that you want to be a part of, you might be able to find an Airbnb. It could be somebody's bedroom in a house. It could be a whole house. It could be a row house. It doesn't matter. It is the accessibility. It might be a block because it's a privately run Airbnb. Airbnb has its up and its downsides. Airbnb, like VRBO, Vacation Rental by Owner, allows homeowners to be in control of setting the rates and increasing the visibility of their properties based upon the use of social networking, as well as algorithms, analytics, and search engine optimization, even pay-per-click in some cases. You have that control. You can get better responses, potentially gather more folks to come to your property and rent it more often. The management of it is a different tool that you need either yourself to be that tool, the one who actually works through the process of getting the property ready every time, checking on it when it's done, collecting the deposits, making sure the deposits get sent back, and so on, or hiring a management company. Many Airbnb owners now use management companies to manage their properties. These management companies have come up in cities where there are lots of Airbnbs, and they are servicing multiple homeowners who own Airbnbs, essentially managing the check-in and the check-out, making sure the property is maintained if there's some malfunction in a dishwasher or otherwise. The downside is that Airbnb provides a very transient population into a regular residential community. That is negative for this reason. Many times communities are built upon local businesses, whether that's bakers or whether that's bars or whether that's the local shop or the local restaurant or whatnot. And according to my friends at the reunion I was mentioning earlier for our Landon class of 82, we ended up talking about how it has negatively affected because small businesses, typically transient people, will land into an Airbnb and will not necessarily be drawn to the local business the way that a homeowner or a long-term renter would be who likes living right there. They're going to be attracted more to, unfortunately, to box stores and Starbucks and normal regular businesses, but that have maybe a global footprint that provide that feeling of comfort to the prospective renters at the Airbnb. How comfort? Because it's the same philosophy behind McDonald's. You know, you can go into any McDonald's, you can get the same burger, the same fries, and the same drink if that's what you like. And that's what you know you're going to get, whether it's here, there, or anywhere. When we drove across the country in 1974 down to Disney World, and drove to Nova Scotia in 1973. In 1976, my dad took our family in a Vista Cruiser station wagon. We drove all the way out west to Arches National Park, and we went to Zion National Park and so on. We did these tours, and along the way, where did we stop and eat? We stopped at McDonald's. We didn't stop at Sally's sub shop because we didn't know Sally. We didn't feel comfortable with what Sally necessarily offered, whereas we knew, and the kids especially, drove mom and dad to go where they could get a Happy Meal. So Airbnb lands in a community, brings in a transient population that isn't necessarily, and transient means like a day, 2 days, 3 days. They're coming for an experience oftentimes driven by what's in that area. Think of Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is one of the most visited cities in our whole country. And as a result, you have folks who want to land here, want to see the city. They pay big money to fly into BWI, Reagan, or Dulles, and they need a place to stay. And if they're a family, they're either going to stay out in the burbs, like I talked about last week. Bethesda is considered a tourist spot now. Really, it's more the hotel that you could stay in there that gives you access to get into the city, maybe for less money on a nightly rate. Airbnb brings in transient populations into communities who aren't necessarily going to frequent the local businesses, and oftentimes the local businesses will die. That's not me just saying this. This is numerous people who've communicated this to me and based upon the research that I've done. So there's a good and a bad. There's a give and there's a take. And so Airbnb, congratulations on now 11 years. In 11 years from today, August 11th, Airbnb was born. And I think it's brought a lot of freedom to homeowners to be able to do with their properties what they couldn't do before because they had to rely on somebody who was local in the town, maybe a local real estate office that managed rentals for people. Now, from a distance, you can manage your own rentals. You heard about Amazon's shift into real estate through a company called Realogy. If you're not familiar, Realogy is a real estate company, and there are several companies that are part of the Realogy family. Now, Amazon isn't going to be a broker in real estate in the sense that they're going to be involved in any transactions whatsoever. What they're trying to do is skim some money from Realogy for folks who come through the Amazon site who then get a package or basically a basket of benefits from Amazon, including essentially just gift cards. Okay, and maybe contacts to different vendors. So it is attractive by the way it sounds, but the reality is it's a fairly simple gift you get for going through Amazon to find a Realogy realtor. Well, last week we picked up the phone and we called through the Amazon link and contacted and actually sent this by email and then had a phone conversation, sent it by email and essentially said, hey, we're looking to sell a house, Chevy Chase, Maryland, and we're looking for a real estate agent to help us out. We really want to take advantage of this Amazon offer. Well, guess what happened? We got routed to a real estate agent in Frederick, Maryland. Now, that agent knows nothing, zero, other than Chevy Chase is a town in Maryland, doesn't have any experience in Maryland. And so you get what you pay for, I guess is what I would say, like I always like to say, price is what you pay and the value is what you get. You can find real estate agents who are tied to packages and benefits, but at the end of the day, you want the agent who's going to do first and foremost the best job of negotiating a contract for you as a buyer and negotiating a contract for you as a seller. And I'm telling you, it's not worth compromising that to get an average agent from someplace outside of your hometown simply because of an affiliation with Amazon. End of story. Period. End of story. Hopefully next week I'll have a chance to interview somebody about this Realogy relationship and maybe peg them some hard questions. So be back for more of Pointing You Home next week. Hey, we just put a house on the market at 9131 Atlantic Avenue in North Beach, Maryland. Okay, this is a single family home with 2,817 square feet, four bedroom, three bath, overlooking the boardwalk with unobstructed views of the Chesapeake from all three floors. Gorgeous, gorgeous home for $800,000 on the water. Chef's kitchen, open floor plan, two fireplaces, including an owner's suite, laundry on the second level, and fenced brick patio in the rear. Very nice. Reserved resident parking nearby and a block from shopping and restaurants and places of worship. Check it out at ericstewartgroup.com. You got a property to sell. you're thinking about getting ready to get it on the market but would like to talk to the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster, we invite you to contact us at toll-free 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104 to reach the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. You can also go to ericstewartgroup.com and download any of our free guides there, submit your information, and one of our team will come out and meet with you to tell you how much your house is worth or give you a free coffee consultation. What's a coffee consultation? I even said that a little bit like I was from the Northwest someplace. Coffee, a coffee consultation. What that is a chance to sit down with one of our best buyer agents over a cup of coffee we buy at Starbucks or someplace else near where you live. Have a chance to find out how it is we negotiate contracts so effectively on the buy side, where we generally see great savings for our clients. We know how to win in multiple contract scenarios, even with maybe not the best qualified buyers. We're still able to win over more qualified buyers by strategy and by knowing how to write a very effective contract to win in a multiple contract scenario. Interested in those features? Whether you're Maryland, whether you're DC, whether you're Northern Virginia, reach out to the Eric Stewart Group. We've had a couple of two or three new listings we've taken in the last week. I won't give you a lot of details, but one in Southwest D.C. It's a two-level townhome, three-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath for $525,000. It's just a few blocks from the Audi Field and from the new waterfront in D.C. We've also got a property coming to the market up on Woodley Road in Northwest to Cleveland Park area. That will be at $1.9 million. Again, not on the market probably until 3 or 4 months from now as the sellers are getting that property ready. Got listings in McLean. Got listings coming up in Vienna. Other properties in Maryland as well. We appreciate your calls and appreciate your consideration. If you're thinking about buying or selling, give us a call. Again, 800-900-9104. I'll be right back with more of the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home right after this.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Hey, it's early August. You may be on vacation listening to today's show. And just as a reminder, we're going to come into the spring of 2020 in about 6 months. In fact, we're gearing our clients to get their homes ready for the spring now. We're guiding them with our stagers, exterior photography, and confirming measurements of the square footage of homes, those kinds of things, over the next 3 to 4 months as we prepare for next spring. If you're a seller, you're thinking about selling, this is a good time to interview realtors. Deciding on who you want to use in advance of when you actually need them is smart, in that you can gather all the details and data so you can display the property. You know, photos are worth thousands of dollars, good photos, in the same way they can cost a seller thousands and thousands of dollars. So if you get into that place, it's time for you to interview. Again, let me just give you a shout out, a reminder to call our team as you're considering brokers. Our toll-free number is 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. And ericstewartgroup.com is the website. This is my 32nd year in real estate. We've got a team with 15 in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia selling properties. Our average agent sells more than the average agent at all the major large companies that are out there, primarily because we have a lean, mean fighting machine at the Eric Stewart Group. Whether it's D.C., Maryland, or Virginia, we have the best agents who are dedicated to serving geographical locations, not necessarily just nice agents. Yes, our agents are nice, but they are savvy negotiators and know how to protect their clients' interests.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy.
Our critics check out Anthropologie's Garden Cafe in Bethesda, and I would tell you, take a look at this cafe. They're full-size desserts, chocolate and peanut butter mousse cake. It's like a terrarium of layered dark chocolate mousse and milk chocolate ganache. Woo! Definitely want to check it out, Bethesda Rose Terrain Cafe. That's definitely a highlight recently. JBG Smith unveils new expansion plans for Riverhouse property near Amazon HQ2. Now, Riverhouse is a community that is right there where National Landing is, and I sold a property at Riverhouse, I guess it's probably been 6 years ago, wonderful lady, about $900,000 at the time, well over $1 million now based upon the Amazon HQ2 move, a luxury condominium, older building. There's going to be so much redone in that area. If you're thinking about wanting to buy maybe investment property, You want to locate yourself down on the water in that area, and you're ready. Maybe you're 10 years away from retiring. Now's a good time to consider purchasing. And if you own other real estate, maybe doing a tax-free exchange into a property in Arlington that you would continue to rent and then ultimately move into. Remember, when you move into a property and it becomes your primary residence for 2 out of 5 years at the time of the home sale, if you've lived in it for at least 2 out of 5 years, you get a tax exclusion of $250,000 for an individual and $500,000 for a couple. If you had investment property, which has unrealized capital gains, and you roll that property through a like-kind exchange into the purchase of another piece of real estate, you essentially avoid the taxes again by rolling the property and not touching the money. Okay, fine. That by itself is okay, but if you were to roll it into something you ultimately want to live in, think about that. Now you're rolling capital gains from one property to another, and then you're moving into that so that you cut the capital gains on the property that you're carrying over from previous rental times. It's a great way to approach retirement in identifying a property, rolling an investment property into it, and then keeping that as an investment property for at least 2 to 3 years before you move into it and make it your primary. Something to consider. There's an exhibit where you're a ghost and you're haunting the museum. It's called Museum, a Haunted Medium. Cracks open the space between viewers and exhibitions. So this is curated by Fabian Goncalves at the Art of Museum of the Americas. It's an exhibit that presents three diverse takes on the middle ground between the exhibit and the attendee. Ever been to the Metropolitan Museum or into the old sections of the Natural History Museum where you have glass cases and you've got gazelle and you've got lions and so on, but you can see your reflection as you're looking at these animals, which breaks this disbelief of being in that environment when it happens, but you actually catch a sense of yourself in this new environment with the opposing environment across from you, and then there's this. Basically, this artist wants to bring that sense of breaking the third wall that you are in a museum and call it art. Not necessarily my cup of tea, but something to consider. Saturday in the park. 5 best parks around Washington, D.C. It's August. Great time, folks, coming up here in Shenandoah National Park. Lots of great places to hike. One of my favorites, Old Rag, a Big Meadows Lodge, definitely worth taking a look at if you like wildlife diversity. You can spend the weekend at one of the park's cabins or lodges. Try the whiskey and wine shuttle, which goes to a nearby distillery and 2 wineries. Just something where you're not driving if you enjoy that kind of thing. Rock Creek Park, of course, right here in downtown D.C., running through the heart of the district. Almost 2,000 acres of parkland, wooded trails where the sounds of the city literally disappear. Great Falls National Park on the Maryland and the Virginia side. If you're on the Maryland side, take the walk to Olmsted Island. Olmsted Island was named after Olmsted, who was the first, the pioneer of landscape architecture in modern American history. Great, great book called The Devil in the White City tells the story of the Chicago World Fair of 1893. Men like Olmsted were introduced to the world as he created the gardens that set the stage for this incredible World's Fair that brought about the use of the light bulb for the first time in public fashion. It was incredible. The Ferris wheel was introduced. Many, many introductions made in the Chicago World's Fair. That is set across from a story about a psychotic killer who was alive and feeding in Chicago at the same time. It's an interesting story, definitely worth the read. Olmsted Island was named after him. This is in the Great Falls Park. And if you walk from the parking lot down to Olmsted Island, it's about a 12 to 13-minute walk. It's on flat ground, over bridges. You're standing on an island that's literally right in the middle of the river, looking at the crashing waves, the water coming, and the rush of that from the north flowing to the south. It's dramatic and definitely worth a walkthrough if you get a chance. Take a chance now. Chesapeake and Ohio Canal, the canal, the national park. This you can ride your bike down the canal. Again, that's right where Great Falls Park is, but it continues past Great Falls Park. The CNO Canal National Park runs the entire 184 and a half miles all the way to Cumberland, Maryland. Take a look at it. Check it out. It's so much more. So you're a buyer. You're looking for a real estate agent. How do you know what to look for? Okay, so here's a list. These are 12 things for you to consider as a buyer agent. You're looking for experience. You're looking for happy clients. Talk to two or three references. You're looking for the integrity, somebody who understands fiduciary duty to protect your interests at all times. Their communication style, are they good at listening? Do they know how to listen? Do they know how to craft things based upon what you're telling them? Are they responsive? Are they quick to give you an answer to questions that you're asking? Do they have an economic understanding of the greater picture? Major sell-offs in the stock markets this past week. What does that do? Well, it drove the 10-year Treasury to lows that we haven't seen since before the election of 2016. That by itself allows millions of folks to refinance who may have financed over the last year and a half, which will then, once those are finished, will bring more money into the economy, make the economy stronger. It's actually a great time to own real estate if you can refinance it. Attentiveness to you and your needs is something you're looking for. Honesty, clearly. Honesty doesn't mean without mistakes. Real estate agents are people. They make mistakes along the way, but if they do, that they own those mistakes. The reaction time, quickly, are they able to get an offer out the door? Are they costing you time, maybe costing you the ability to get your home? Do they have a niche specialization that serves your interests? It's not critical to have that, but sometimes it's helpful. Neighborhood knowledge, of course, and then how much they care about their commission. What do I mean? I mean, you want an agent who cares about their commission. You want somebody who doesn't give it up. Buyers come along and say, hey, I want a percentage of your brokerage just because I want it. And it belittles the history and the experience that some real estate agents have because it says your value isn't there for me. I don't really need you for all that much. So depending upon the buyer agent, you can find people that will do that all day long. That's their choice. That's the way they run their business. Hey, there's a lot more information to be found on ericstewartgroup.com. I cannot believe we are running to the end of the show. Happy birthday, Airbnb. If you've just tuned in, don't forget, you can find us on Spotify under Eric Stewart Shows. Straight ahead, we have our Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, so keep your dial right here on WMAL.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM, WMAL.